Our next question is from Carolyn in Michigan, and Carolyn has a question about Himalayan salt blocks. She says they're supposed to supply trace minerals as well as salt. They can come from many places, usually Pakistan, and so are not the same across the board. Is there any way of knowing what's actually in them? And can any of those trace elements become excessive or even toxic to our horses? Have you ever seen any issues with the Himalayan salt blocks?
Yeah, the Himalayan salt blocks are very popular, and I've never really seen an analysis posted next to a Himalayan salt block that's for sale, but certainly if you go online and Google Himalayan salt analysis, you can get, you know, a bunch of analyses that you can dig up online, and they're all slightly different, as Carolyn says, depending on probably where they were mined from, but, you know, they're fairly similar amounts, and I hate to say it, but the amounts are so tiny that, A, they're not really going to do anything to really, you know, aid your horse in the trace minerals that he needs, and B, because they're so tiny, they're probably not going to have any negative detrimental effect either. So when folks rely on, you know, the trace minerals coming from a trace mineral salt block or a trace mineral Himalayan salt block, it's not going to make up for those deficiencies that we talked about earlier in the hay. And part of that is because, you know, horses go to a salt block because they have a sodium craving. Sodium is the only mineral that we know of that they actually have a known craving for, and they will go in search of salt. And while a lot of horses don't use salt blocks reliably, when they do use a salt block, they're doing it to get the sodium that they need. And once they feel like they've met their sodium requirement, they're going to walk away from that salt block. So the question is, well, how much of the other trace minerals did they take in? It's completely dependent on how much sodium they felt like they needed, and has nothing to do with how much zinc they need or how much copper they need or other minerals that they need. So personally, I don't rely on mineral salt blocks to provide the missing minerals in a diet. Certainly, every horse should have access to a salt block because, as I said, sodium is a vital nutrient that they do have a craving for. And I do know, you know, while I don't think personally that the extra money that's involved with buying a Himalayan salt block is really necessary, I do know that there are horses that, given their preference, will use a Himalayan block and they won't use anything else. And so if that's what your horse likes, perfect, buy a Himalayan salt block. But if your horse is not going through a salt block on a regular basis, I tell my clients that they need to be adding salt to their horse's ration every day at a rate of 1 tablespoon per 500-pound body weight. And for an 1,100-pound horse, that's 2 tablespoons of salt a day. And that's going to provide that horse with about 10 grams of sodium, which is their maintenance sodium requirement per the NRC guidelines. And that would be equivalent to about a 2-pound block of salt a month. That's a lot of salt. Most people are pretty shocked when they hear that.